You're listening to Space Base Mars, an improvised podcast recorded live over Zoom. So sit back and relax as Cambridge Improv Factory presents Space Base Mars.
Commander's log, space date, book, hat, shuttlecock. Michael reports that there was some unusual seismic activity on Mars in the last 24 hours. Certainly an exciting thing for us to record as part of our scientific expedition. So I'm sure we'll be reporting back to Earth with some groundbreaking news very soon. Commander out.
All right, Michael, are we... show me the data then.
Sorry, I've just put my coffee down. Yes, I've been up all night studying the figures.
Oh, man.
And the graphs. You can see here that we recorded tremors well above the norm at around about 2 a.m. Space Base Mars time. On the Tuesday and on the Thursday. It's almost identical. The pattern's almost identical.
Oh, wow.
And I've compared the numbers. I've compared the graphs. I'll overlay them for you. Look, right here.
Oh, my God. They are... Like,
same pattern.
Almost identical.
Mm.
That is bizarre.
Yes.
Well,
I mean, I don't think this is large enough that you'd feel it as if it, as in a tremor, but it's detectable, and it looks like a... You know, if it's... I'll keep my eye... If it happens again, this could be an important discovery.
Absolutely. Well, I've got the buggy and I've got all the drilling equipment we need. So if it's oil, then we are going to be the people to discover it.
It's not oil.
Of course, it could be oil. It's Mars.
Oil is derived from plant life. It's not oil.
Well, we don't know what was here before us. The bottom line is we won't know until we drill. That's the American way.
Sure.
Hi, Grace.
Oh, hi.
Hi, I've got a new thing I'm doing where I try and sit next to people as they're eating their lunch. So I just saw from my office that you...
Oh, yeah, you saddled right up there, didn't you? Right next... Hi.
Yes, I've started leaving the door open from my office so that I can see people coming into the rec room.
Right.
And that's so that I can, you know, really make sure to connect with the crew and make sure everyone's just on tip-top form on Space Base Mars.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's good. It's nice to be friendly.
Right. So you're the third person I've spoken to today. So I've run out of food to eat. I can't eat anymore. So I'm going to just sit and...
Oh, you're just going to sit and watch?
And watch you eat, yeah.
Right. Okay.
So I've written a little list of questions to make, a little bit of chit-chat for lunch. So...
Okay.
First one is... Oh, well, I was going to say, what are you eating for lunch? But last time I asked that, it didn't work out so well. So...
I mean, it's a cheese sandwich. You can kind of see it. It's right here. And you're literally... a foot from me watching me eat a cheese sandwich, so.
All right. And
there's pickle in it as well, just in case you can't see that.
I couldn't see the pickle, no, so that means the question is worth asking after all, isn't it? So that's lovely.
Yes, yeah.
And Grace, what's your favourite thing that's happened to you today?
Seeing the commander at lunchtime. It's lovely to just chat, to see you and know that I'm, you know, supported in my food choices and just generally socialising. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so great to hear. I'm so happy to hear that, Grace, because I worry sometimes people might feel it's a little artificial.
Like it's a little imposing or a bit, in your face, quite literally.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
I mean, no, of course not.
And just like carry eating your lunch, don't worry. But just finally, you know, what one goal of yours do you aspire to meet within the next 24 hours?
Now look here, Alejandro.
Yeah.
Look on cheeseburger battlement Friday. We have another instance of exactly the same records overlaid on top of each other.
Oh.
Look at that. It's the same. It's identical.
Just to be clear, cheeseburger battlement Friday was Tuesday. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, indeed. When you translate it back into like Earth time, you know.
Right. Okay. Good. So I didn't mean to interrupt. Carry on.
This would explain why many of my
Do you normally just lurk in the back of rooms? You took me by surprise there, Commander.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. Yeah, just trying to take a more active part in crew life. Don't mind me.
Should I just go? I mean, I go. Goodbye.
But don't you think this is remarkable? It's the same. Look, it's the same.
No, goodbye.
Commander, you never guess what I found out.
Oh, don't mind me. I'm not really here. I mean, I'm passing. Don't mind me. Carry on with your conversation.
Right. Very well. Okay. It's the same. Look.
Mike, there's no one here. Who are you talking to?
You overlay it. It's the same. The same thing.
Doug, you don't mind me sneaking in here, do you? It's just, if I sit in the rec room, the commander comes in and just watches me eat. So I thought I'd come in here with you.
Into my cupboard?
Yes. I know it seems a little odd, but you don't mind, do you? I'm just eating a cheese sandwich. You don't need to worry. Just, you carry on charging. Or
please don't leave any crumbs.
Oh, nope. I wouldn't. Obviously. I'll hold me jumper out and just use it as a plate.
You're wearing a jumper? On Mars?
Yes, chilly.
Computer?
Computer here?
Yes, computer. I want you to take a look at this. I have overlaid two of these graphs from earlier this week. And if I overlay them and call them up to the light, they're completely identical. Do you see that?
Traces match very closely.
Agreed. Yes, you see? Yes, it's uncanny. It's unbelievable. This could be quite an important discovery.
This data appears to be from either a novel natural event or poor data.
It's not poor data, I can guarantee you. I pored over it myself. I transcribed by hand every single piece of information just to make sure that there was no possible error in copying. I'm absolutely confident this is exactly what the sensors recorded. Can you run a diagnostic to check?
Diagnostic underway.
Good.
Data appears correct.
Good. You see? Glad someone listened to me.
Recommend checking for other possible sources of seismic vibration.
Exactly, that's the plan.
Violet.
What?
One second, I just gotta check for potential spies. Alright, coast is clear.
Yes. I mean, I'm security officer. I would know if there was a spy around, obviously.
Obviously. Well, Violet, I'm going to need your help. There's, I've got inside intel on the potential for a nearby source of freedom requirement. And as the military attaché on this base, I figured that you might be the best person to administer freedom to a part of the local geography. So then I can take the drill out and drill for oil.
Wait, there's oil here?
Well, I'm not... There could be, is what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, let's, I mean, of course, we dig it up and we make lots of money off it.
Yes! Space oil!
Space oil? I mean, that's rare, I hear.
I mean, none of it's ever been found, so yeah, it's gotta be rare.
Very rare then, yeah, okay. Do I need to shoot someone on the way there, or...?
Well, I don't know. I don't know who's here staking a claim to whatever oil.
Well, we need to place a flag, obviously.
Exactly. See, you're on my level. Michael was all like, oil comes from plant matter and plants have never existed on Mars.
Yeah, well, this, you're talking about Michael, so, obviously.
Yeah, nerd!
Yeah, totally nerd. He's a scientist.
Exactly.
They're all nerds.
Yeah, you and me are the jocks of this whole damn operation. We need to go out and dig for oil!
Hoorah!
Hoorah!
Hi, Doctor.
Oh, hello, Commander. How may I help you?
Well, I just wanted to, maybe give me a quick, checkup.
You want a quick checkup? Okay,
Yeah.
You know what, after last week, I just want to make sure. Do you have any, like, pre-existing conditions I should know about that I haven't bothered to read up on?
No. I'll tell you why, Doctor. The fact of the matter is I've started a new exercise regime, which I'm quite excited about, and I have a feeling that my numbers might be improving, so I just thought I'd get some data.
Okay. Well, sure. Yeah, hop on the treadmill real quick.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Don't tell me about this regime.
Doug, sorry. I hope you don't mind, but I am Alejandro's here as well. We're just going to eat lunch in here. That's okay.
It's okay. I won't say anything. Is that kind of day?
No, we're just... Yeah.
I just hide from Commander. I'm sorry.
It's fine. I thought I'd rescue you. I saw him heading across into the rec room, so thought, yeah.
Thanks.
I don't actually want the boxes that I mentioned I wanted. It was an excuse to get out and find you the dog's cupboard, just so you know.
Oh, thank you.
Both of you do understand this is only for my recharging.
Well, it's now for lunch as well.
Yeah, it's only a safe room in Horror Love Base.
I mean, nobody ever comes in here except you, Doug. No offence.
It is my cupboard. Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe you should talk to the commander.
Well, that's exactly what we're trying to avoid. I think that's the point. That was...
Yeah, I already do a lot of that. I would like less. Thank you.
Oh, hey, Commander. How's it going?
Good. Good, thanks, sir. Good.
You gonna sit down next to me while I eat my lunch?
Hey, would you mind?
Oh, absolutely not. Of course not. It's the lunchroom. It's where we're supposed to socialize.
Good to hear you say that. That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just saw you from my office and thought I'd come and join you, but...
Oh, that's neat. Oh, you've got the door open, so you can see when people come and sit down and eat their lunch. That's nice.
That's right, Jerry. That's right, yeah. Yeah, it's my idea to connect more to the crew.
Good idea. Good idea, Captain.
Hey, I appreciate that, Jerry. Some people have been a bit, you know, I don't know, not so positive about it, so it's...
Well, people are weird.
How are things going?
Oh, good. You know, so I've been, you know, working hard, developing new algorithms to try and boost our engagement levels, and it's been going pretty well. I've been getting pretty deep in the algorithm, actually. So it turns out there's a lot of machine learning that you can apply to these sort of things, and it's a bit boring, but I find that actually it's quite soothing to talk about it out loud. So I've been learning C++, or is it C#? Anyway, one of them, and it's been getting me, you know, I've been really getting into it, into sort of the phrases and the phraseology. In fact, I almost speak it like a second language now. I don't mean to brag, but I'm getting really good at it. So if I can really get good enough at it, then hopefully I can start to sort of preempt what people are looking to engage with on social media. And that was...
Jerry, sorry, Jerry, I didn't mean...
Sorry, I was talking, so you can preempt what people are looking to do on social media and engage with, and that means that you can just...
Jerry, I just need to... I'm really sorry, I need to...
Oh my god, you were just the rudest.
Right.
Scientist Log, after quite a lot of investigation, I have to confess I have discovered that one of the seismographs had a loose bolt. And as a result, whenever you stand in the left-hand corner of the laboratory, it creates the exact form of vibration that we detected before. I've repeated it multiple times, overlaid them all, and I'm sorry to say they match. So it is indeed an accurate recording of what the seismograph measured, but it's not Martian seismic events, after all. I tried to tell Harry and Violet before they left, but they didn't seem to want to speak to me for some reason, so I guess we'll just have to let them find that out for themselves, eh? Anyway,
Nerd!
Science officer out.
This episode of Space Base Mars was improvised by Alex Wilbur, Alan Hay, Sean Keogan, Hugh Clark, Vaughan Allenson, and Kate Madison. All episodes are recorded live via Zoom. You can follow us on social media at SpaceBaseMars. If you enjoyed that episode, please consider leaving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Reviews help us find a wider audience, and they really help us out. So from me and the team, thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of... Space, Mars.